Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo! Yo! My name's Hartzell. That is Kitty. It's a Friday. Happy Friday! On your KC Morning Show, what's going on, Kitty?
What's up? Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm struggling right now. I got the hiccups. Yeah. Have you ever tried doing an intro with hiccups? Oh, my God.
No. Woo. Do you want me to scare you?
Is that going to work? We've tried that. I don't think it works.
We've tried it. Drink water and be upside down.
Drink water upside down while getting scared. Anything else? I'll try it. This is brutal.
Yeah.
On Fridays, this show, you know, is brought to you by our friends, the homies at Charlie Hustle. Kitty, what's that promo code?
KCMS20, baby.
It is 20% off.
In store or online.
And or. And slash or.
Both, dude.
That's what that means.
Use it.
Kitty, you want to do a weather dealio, shall we?
Ooh, yeah, give it to me. It is gross out.
It's nasty. Your high today, 45 degrees. It's going to be raining. Rain showers this morning, overcast skies during the afternoon hours. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. That championship UV index on this, your best local podcast. Kitty, what is it? What is it out of 10?
Zero.
Zero. Wow, he's going to say he's going to bang it today. Yeah. I have to say nothing. Well, yeah. Guess what? It's a 1 out of 10, Kitty.
Where? I think they're just saying that because they don't want to face the facts.
All right, how about this? How about that sunset time? What's that guess tonight, Kitty? Your sunset time. What is it?
4:47.
4:47. Huh? Wait, give us a little bit more time, Kitty. Give us some more time. It's 4:55 tonight.
Okay.
Not so soon.
I hate this. I told you, we should be sleeping more and working less.
I agree.
I just don't understand.
On that idea, Wednesday, Kitty, you got a lot of takers on that.
It makes sense.
It's a movement. We should start that.
Yep.
You're a single issue voter. We are the sun up to sundown party.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a request. It's a damn demand.
Okay.
I'm fired up.
Ready to go.
This weekend, your high 38 tomorrow. Cloudy and 38 for your Saturday.
Yeah.
Partly cloudy and 41 on Sunday. Go Chiefs.
Aren't they calling for
Chiefs?
No tomorrow.
There's a chance.
A little bit.
You're saying there's a chance, Kitty. That's your weather dealio.
Mm.
This right here, your KC Morning Show. A new friend on the show, Allie Trost. Sports Radio 810 WHB. Allie Trost.
Mm-hmm.
Excited for you to hear her. Sean Edwards, because you know it's a Friday, Kitty. Flicks on Friday. Sean Edwards from Fox 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wrap it up with a sports thing. Benny Heisler.
Oh.
Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. How's that for credibility on Friday,
you
huh?
You got all the peeps. Like, do you even need me? Like, dang.
We always need you, Kitty. Of course we need you.
Yes.
But I can only have you for so long today because you got to go to work again.
Oh, my gosh. The grind never stops, my dude.
Do I need to get used to this? Is this going to be the Friday routine?
Yeah,
like,
apparently.
Is this your day?
Yeah.
So you were hired so they could have the weekends off. I get what this jig was.
Ugh.
That was a strong hustle, y'all. Well done. Kitty fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Well, I mean, Fridays were also the only day to not have classes, so.
True. And you get paid today, so I mean, it's the best, you know,
yeah.
it's a give and take.
It's like my longest shift, but then I also get paid every other longest shift, so like, take the W's with the L's, you know what I'm saying?
Look at that, the bitter and the sweet, mm-hmm. The glass half full and sometimes half empty.
Yep.
You know what that means? It's an opportunity, that's what it is. It's not full of nothing but opportunity.
Ah.
That's what that means.
You can always add some liquor. Yep.
Kitty, it is too early. What's wrong with you?
What?
You're getting ready to go to work.
Then your glass would be full. That's logic, right?
So no news today, but we will do the rap. Don't you worry about that. Kitty, we'll be freestyling.
We'll freestyle those headlines.
The KC Morning Hoes, Kitty. They will riot.
They may throw a refrigerator through our window. I've been telling everyone about that, actually.
Yeah, no, I really think you've been inspired by the French.
Yep, I love them.
Revolution.
Croissant.
It always goes back to food with us, doesn't it?
Bread and wine.
You know what? That's the words of the revolution, Kitty. Food and drink for all my men.
Yep.
Food and drink for all my men.
To the guillotine with him.
What is this show? We've already lost control, haven't we?
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? I was pulling some audio.
Uh-huh.
And I found this little announcement from WWE.
WWE put out a tweet where they are looking for rare memorabilia. They are on a quest, to quote WWE, to find lost but not forgotten wrestling gold. It's time to unearth your collection of prized wrestling possessions. Email memorabilia at wwecorp.com with a photo and tell us about your memorabilia. The rarer the treasure, the better the story.
But this had me thinking, it had me reevaluating, like, what is, you know, what would I consider my most prized possession? Like, what would you consider yours? Do you have something that, you know, if you want to put this thing on eBay?
I hate it when people, no,
you can get a little bit of money.
No, when people ask me if I have a prized possession, I just say no, because all of my possessions are prized.
But no, like, what do you think is worth the most in your house? So, like, right behind me here in the studio, broadcasting live from the Bottoms, that's Handsome Harley Race.
I stare at that weird man all the time, I'm not gonna lie.
Handsome Harley Race, Kitty, former NWA World Champion, the pride of Kansas City, Missouri, Kitty, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Like, there's got to be something that you would even now say, like, this is my mantelpiece.
Oh. Yeah. I have Beanie Babies and really, really old Barbies and Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, there we go. There's a lot of money in that.
Yeah.
Ton of money. Okay, do you know where they are?
Yeah.
Are they in pretty good shape?
Yeah, no, the Barbies are in boxes still. There were maybe two or three that I didn't open when my mom gave them to me. Like, she passed down her old Barbies.
Toys are real tough.
And yeah, it was too. I mean, because I take it, I had probably 100, 150 Barbies. And she would give me like a new collector edition. She'd be like, you can't open this. Of course I want to open it.
It's the first thing I'm going to do.
The most gorgeous girl in town. She's going to put all these other Barbies to shame. I'm about to throw, you know, 50 out to my brother to blow up.
Mom, this girl came from Malibu.
No, the really fancy ones were like the Christmas edition.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think, what would be my, probably the band stuff. Like, I got some signed 1975. And some Mumford and Sons stuff. I feel like some Karens.
Yeah.
Some online Karens on eBay. They would pay some top dollar for that.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's not selling out to me. It's just buying in, baby. Let's cash out. You can't take it with you.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a sentimental guy, but, you know, we start throwing some dollars and cents in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Out the window.
I'll catch it. Speaking of cash money, actually, you know what, Kitty?
What?
Do we have a plan as far as gifts and all that stuff? Goes like we did a weird hybrid Thanksgiving. Are we gonna do a Santa type situation? We're dropping off stuff, we hanging out.
Mom is, you know, snowbirding it up. She's going back to Florida.
I get that.
So she is actually going taking her sleigh and sack of toys tomorrow. I know.
Why does no one tell me these things? Why did no one tell me this?
I literally told you yesterday.
You did not say anything about that.
I asked if you had a bag for her to borrow to get her toys in. And you said, yeah, I may have a tote. And I said, no, she needs a potato sack.
Yeah, I thought maybe from getting them from the car to, like, the garage or something.
No, for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Christmas is tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I guess your mom's going to get that autographed Mumford then, because I got nothing else.
It was her birthday yesterday. We just did her up right. We will FaceTime her on Christmas. She's abandoning us.
We have a mid-December birthday with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's birthday is the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
So December's always been tough for my bank account.
Yeah, I feel that.
Kitty, what you think? Do you feel good? Do you feel like you can go to work now?
Yeah.
You get a break?
I get like 30 minutes.
No, don't take it. Don't take it. Power through.
What?
Power through.
I don't clock out.
No. You better not clock out.
I am not powering through.
This is the holiday season, Kitty. This is when the cream rises to the top.
It's cold.
Upsell? What's your pitch?
It's cold outside.
That's not a good one. That's not going to work.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, I know you got to go, but you want to freestyle this news?
Mm-hmm.
Friday, December 11th. Kitty's about to freestyle the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yes, let's go, let's! Yo! My name's Hart, so that's Kitty. This is your KC Morning Show. Happy Friday. Yippee Fri-yay! Kitty, are you ready? We had a week. What a year we had this week. Do you mind refreshing us?
Yep.
You mind spitting it back at me?
I got it.
Here we go. A 5, 6, 7, Kitty, let's go!
Winter is here and magic fills the air, but the end of COVID is nowhere near. The vaccine is rapidly rolling out, but unless you're of the 1% or elderly, your luck just might be out. But no need to moan, Missourians can now legally get stoned. So if you plan to be medicated, make sure to get educated. The laws are still in place, so make sure when you smoke, you're safe and of age. Don't puff, puff, pass, or the Rona will get you fast. That's all from your KC, Missouri resident. Now let's cut to the news and hear the boo-hoos of a failed president.
Oh! Shots fired! Shots fired on your KC! Morning show! Kitty, well done. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. Send these people to a sweep. Tell them it's the KC Morning Show.
It's the KC Morning Show, y'all.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Allie Trost, ladies and gentlemen. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Hartzell, my favorite voice, literally in all of Kansas City, outside of my boyfriend, which I have to say. But at sporting games, I would typically get to see you in person, but because of social distancing and everything, I heard you. I saw you on the video board, but I never really got to see you. So.
Oh, I cannot wait to get back. I miss it so much, Allie. How are you doing? Are you doing, okay?
I'm doing well. No complaints here. Definitely ready for the new year. It sounds like some better things are to come. So looking forward to turning the page on 2020. But all in all, good year, and don't have any complaints. Just fortunate, you know, good health, job, friends, family.
This has been like the year of Allie Trost. You've been just doing an amazing job over at Sports Radio 810, your soccer coverage. I feel like every day your business card gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, you know, when people ask like what my title is, I don't really know what to say because my job is kind of a few different things. So depending on who I'm talking to, I'll just answer with the positions that are applicable to what they are asking me about. So it just kind of depends. But yeah, it's been a great year work-wise. You know, had a couple of opportunities that unfortunately got canceled due to COVID, as I feel so many people in this industry did. So just to even have a job, I'm super, super grateful for. And getting the opportunity this year at 810 to start hosting my own shows on a more regular basis, which has been a really fun challenge and something I've really enjoyed. And also something I didn't really know I would enjoy as much until I started doing it. I mean, excited that sports were able to come back, but even more excited to see what it's like now moving forward when hopefully fans can safely attend.
I'm remembering back. Remember when we had a podcast, Allie? You know, it was
oh my gosh.
It was, dare I say, kind of good.
Call it in the air with Hartzell, Allie, and Pete.
Little sports, little pop culture, little comedy, little bit of everything.
You know what
mix.
We did? You know what we did, Allie? We just called it in the air. That's what we did. We called it live. We called it in the air.
We called it in the damn air. That was, you know what? We had so much fun. And Hartzell, I have to give you a shout out too, because I've gotten to try so many different things in the, you know, media world, whether that's on camera, live broadcast, pre-recorded podcast, live radio, whatever, you know, and gotten to see the behind the scenes and just how it all works, which I think is really important too. Like if anyone is listening to this and is interested in even some sort of career in media or is starting out and has done one thing, but maybe is interested in another, do it all because it's so interesting to know how everything works. And I think it's really, you know, just important to know how everything works. And I have so much respect for all of the great work that you do and people who, you know, host shows on a regular basis, because it's hard work. It really is. And I think that it sounds like so effortless on air usually if you do it well. But behind the scenes, it's a grind. But when you have fun and you do it with people that you enjoy doing it with, like we did with Call It in the Air, it just makes it so much fun. So I'm not ruling out the potential for a really fun little reunion with the three of us or the two of us doing something down the road, because that was a blast.
Call It in the Air, Allie, is still available. I know that because I just paid the bill last week for that feed. If it's not, I want a refund. You want to talk some soccer?
Let's talk some soccer. It's been a big week in soccer, so I'm excited.
A huge week. Women's professional soccer is back in Kansas City.
3 years after FC KC left town, women's soccer is coming back to Kansas City.
Kansas City was home to FC KC until 2017, but the team was sold and players moved to Utah. Now they're back and looking for a stadium to call home.
And it couldn't be a better time for us to bring these women back to our city and celebrate them.
Were you surprised when the news broke?
A little bit, because it, to me at least, it all seemed to come together so quickly. But I think it is a little bit interesting. You know, the way that FC Casey dissolved back in 2017, a result of a number of different things. And, you know, watching the way that ticket sales dropped drastically and switching locations. I mean, all of it just was not great, especially at the end. And then to see now how things just 3 years later have dissolved in Utah with everything that went on with Delroy Hansen, and just to see that still present within the league is really disappointing, and something that I find very promising with this new ownership group, Angie and Chris Long, as well as Brittany Matthews, the fiance of Patrick Mahomes. You know, a lot of confidence, I think, in talking with people who are associated with them and know them very well, seeing just early on what some of their plans are. I think that this club this time around is in very, very good hands. They were not a part of the original FC Casey ownership group. And let's just give this team and these players what they deserve, a culture that they deserve, an ownership group that they deserve to just better perform at their job, which is to be a soccer player and not have to worry about some of these things behind the scenes.
So what are you most excited about? I feel like the list could go on and on, as it should. When you saw the tweet, you saw the press release, what was the first thing that went through your mind, Allie?
Just how great this is for Kansas City. I mean, I was there for the Women's World Cup watch party on stage in Power and Light with Nate Bucati, when the women's team, you know, their entire run through the World Cup and then winning the whole thing. It was jam-packed, especially in those final games. It was, the energy, the atmosphere was just incredible. And I think that the attitude towards soccer and women's soccer specifically has shifted so much, even in just that short amount of time from 2017 to 2020. And so the first thing I thought was just, wow, this is so great for this city and for the soccer culture here. I mean, this is, you know, largely, it's regarded as one of the best soccer cities in America. And, you know, we call ourselves here in Kansas City, I guess, the soccer capital of the world. I think the Midwest in general is a very, you know, just strong breeding ground for future soccer players and soccer stars. It's also big, you know, the 2026 World Cup bid. And, you know, I just think that this is something that helps round out an already, you know, very just passionate and successful soccer city. And it's something that is really, I think, important for the growth of soccer in the Midwest and in Kansas City.
Playing the games over at T-Bone Stadium, we've got our head coach. I mean, tell us about this team. Like, whose jersey do I need to go buy, Allie? Because I will dish out some coin.
Well, I'm curious because there are going to be some FC Casey players who will be returning. So some people might already have some jerseys that they can pull out. But Hartzell, the branding, I think that's the big question mark. You know, what are these jerseys going to look like and everything? So that's what I'm looking forward to. But as far as where they're going to be playing and the head coach, Hugh Williams, who was formerly one of the general managers of FC Casey, he has been named as their head coach. And I know Hugh pretty well, got a chance to chat with him this week about everything. They've already, you know, been having meetings with players, and he mentioned just how helpful for him in kind of helping as, you know, be a, and not just a coach, but also someone off the field who's helping a lot of these women transition to a new city and making them, you know, comfortable and excited about the move. And he said that the players who were with FC Casey, it's all kind of come full circle, right? So, you know, there's that familiarity for some players and that move. And he said just that, you know, that connection and them being able to talk to some of the other players who might be a bit apprehensive has been super helpful. I mentioned some FC Casey players returning. Striker Amy Rodriguez is one of those players. Hugh Williams is so excited to have her back. She brings a lot of veteran experience, a goal scorer. Nicole Barnhart, also one of those names, and just a number of other names. But this is a really solid roster. And something that I thought was really interesting when I was talking to Coach Williams was, you know, he was talking a lot about how he wants to hold this team to a high standard. They have some big goals set. He wants the fans to hold him and the players to a high standard as well. And he was honest with them in their early meetings and said, you know, I feel like for whatever reason, whether that was ownership related, coaching related, that this team underperformed compared to what he believes they can do. And so, you know, I think that he's going to be someone who can get some great things out of these women. And, you know, he's got a great example set during his time working with now the women's national team coach in Blatko. So I think that this team's just in really good hands, and the experience to me is something that stands out with a very energetic, young, and passionate ownership group to complement it.
I'm just saying, Allie, I don't know what your future plans are, but I would love to see you involved with this team in some fashion, because I just feel like it's a perfect fit. The sweet sounds, Allie Trost breaking it down, breaking down the action.
I would love that. And I mean, regardless, I'm going to, and that's the other thing, you know, when people talk about, okay, this time around versus last time around. And I think there's some skepticism a little bit from, you know, past fans of like, how, you know, is this really going to work and stuff? And I don't know what the media coverage of the team was like at that time. I am definitely going to be working with whoever I can to try and figure out ways that we can elevate their voices and just their impact, who they are on the field, who they are off the field, all of those things that are so important for fans to know. I want to help be a part of telling and being that connection between the fans and the players through social media, through the radio, through whatever mediums like you can think of. I definitely want to be involved in doing that.
The voice of the voiceless, both on and off the pitch. That is you, Allie Trost, Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, what do you got, Allie? What's the name of this team going to be? I'm going to go with, I don't want to set the bar too high here, I'm going with the Heartland Heat. That's the winner.
First of all, I mean, can we not just agree that Heat in any like sports team name is just automatically so badass?
It's
like,
the best. It's the best.
And here's the other thing too. I think there's a huge opportunity to embrace the word Heartland with some sports thing. I worked on a branding project, oddly enough, like at my first job here in Kansas City as a copywriter, and we were rebranding some youth golf thing, and a lot of the names that we presented for the rebrand were Heartland related, because it is such a unique, like no other part of the country can own that. So I say into that. But Hartzell, the other thing is that I do hope, the one criteria that I would just, my one thing with the name is I really hope it's something like unique and fun. LA, like I said, Angel City, I mean, leaning into their kind of uniqueness of Los Angeles. I feel like in soccer, we're seeing teams like Montreal is going to rebrand from Montreal Impact, like to just Montreal FC. It's like, come on, why? Like when Seattle came out and said that they were going to have their NHL team be called the Kraken, I was like, please, more mythical creatures, more of that. So that's kind of like, if I were to put together a mood board of teams or names that I would hope would inspire the naming process or the branding process, it would be a couple of those.
I'm gonna pull out my my high school Greek mythology book that I never turned back in, and I'm gonna bring you some material next week, Allie.
Honestly, I think that's a great place to start. Let's go through every mythical creature. Please give me your best top three, top five.
The Kansas City Gargoyles. There's got to be a there. We can workshop it later.
I'm going to be that person in the meeting that's like fighting for the thing that everyone's like, it's not going to work. Stop. And I'm like, no, we must find a way.
I want it to make no sense whatsoever. That's what I want, Allie.
With a giant T-bone steak on the back, because why not?
This is why we're friends. You get me, Allie. Allie Trost, Sports Radio 810, WHB. I said the same thing to Breland Moore. We had her on Wednesday, Allie. As long as you are here in Kansas City, we are a better city for it. So thank you so, so much, my friend.
Thank you, Hartzell. You, the way that you support people and just lift the voices of literally everybody. I mean, you are such a great advocate for people in this city and this community, and we are very lucky to have you. And Breland is fantastic. I listened to the episode. You guys crushed it. She's incredible, and I just adore her. So kudos to both of you.
Let's go find those old episodes. Let's get ourselves a Zoom cocktail hour.
Oh my gosh, we have to do that. That would be so fun.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force. And a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Flicks on Friday. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. Your KC Morning Show film critic. Catch him on the screening room. After having nothing to do, the last 2 weeks may have been some of the biggest in your world ever. This is wild.
No, I mean, when we look back in time, we're going to say December 2020 was the month that completely changed the movie industry, like destroyed it. It's just the way it is. I mean, every day there's new breaking news. In fact, yesterday's Disney announcement of all their future content projects is far more devastating to the survival of the theatrical model than the Warner Brothers HBO Max announcement. I don't know why people aren't screaming louder.
Disney is putting nearly all its chips down on its streaming services. On Thursday, the company revealed a nearly unending slate of new shows and films at a four-hour event, with 10 new series each for Star Wars and Marvel on Disney Plus, and The Kardashians landing on Hulu. That comes after a year of breakneck growth for Disney Plus, which recently hit more than 86 million subscribers, the upper end of a goal it had set for 2024.
You know, AMC and their colleagues are all upset at Warner Brothers. Dude, they should be burning Disney down to the ground. Disney just completely destroyed them. Yeah. You know how you go to a Little League baseball game and one team beats the other team like 20-0 and they have to stop the game in the second inning? That was yesterday with the Disney announcement.
So break that down for me, Sean. Why is what Disney did yesterday even more crazy, more significant than what HBO did last week?
Because when Disney made their announcement, they made their announcement like a good old-fashioned back-in-the-day street pimp. They was like, yo, this is what it is, and this is how we're going to do it. The Warner Brothers HBO Max, they sort of dangled a carrot in front of the theatrical model because they were like, well, we're going to release movies theatrically, but also have them on our streaming service at the same time. So we'll give you guys a little bit of theatrical love. Man, Disney just came out and said, look, we got 100 new projects, and 90% of these are all just going to be streamed on our new service because we're building Disney Plus way faster than we thought we could, and global domination is right around the corner, and that's the way it is, and that's how it's going to be, and you can't do anything about it. And we own the biggest franchise IPs in the universe. We got Marvel, we got Star Wars. What are you going to do about it?
And listen, I know I'm about to sound like a huge hypocrite right now, because I was that guy last week who was boo-hoo-hooing about missing going to the theater, and I am still that guy. But, you know, Disney promised me like 7 new Star Wars shows yesterday. Damn the man, Sean, but I mean, we can Rogue Squadron, Luke Skywalker, let's go!
And not all the content is focused on just feature films. Like, a lot of those projects are going to be like series, man. That's what I'm saying, man. TV is so much better than movies right now. So, I mean, a lot of those Marvel projects and a lot of those Star Wars projects are going to be series, you know, episodic, man, where, you know, you watch episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, episode 4, 5. Those are never going to play theatrically. Game is over. I've been telling people this. I've been telling the listeners this. Streaming's where it's at. Everyone wants to build their number of monthly subscribers, man. Between Netflix and between Disney Plus, and I mean, what are you going to do? And, you know, HBO Max is going to get bigger. It's going to get better. Streaming is, this is the way it is, man.
This is the way.
This is the way.
So as of right now then, Sean, where do you go to? If you got one to choose from, if you can only take one streaming site to the desert island, what do you go with?
That's the thing. You can't. My recommendation for most people is you have to have at least 3. You have to have at least Netflix. You have to have at least Disney Plus, because that also, if you do the package, you get Hulu, and that includes live television if you're still, like, you know, tinkering around with live TV. Not many people are, unless it's sports. I mean, there's live television. It's like, man, you talk about bad. Woo. But yeah, so you got to go Netflix, Disney Plus, with the Hulu, and then Amazon.
Oh, okay. Amazon at number 3. That one kind of surprises me.
Because Amazon's coming on strong. You got to remember, man, Amazon profited the most due to the pandemic. So their content's only going to get bigger and better down the road, because Amazon has cash on cash on cash on cash on cash on cash on hand. All people are doing during the pandemic is just ordering stuff and having it delivered, you know, to their home. Like, I've seen more Amazon vans on the streets than cars on some days.
I didn't even think about that, man. You're right. We're about to get an onslaught of Amazon.
They have cash to create new content. So in 2 or 3 years from now, they're gonna be a major player of new content. They're gonna be making a similar announcement that Disney made yesterday, probably some point in 2021.
So what you got today, Sean? You wanna break these folks off with a little bit of news? Let's do that.
We're gonna talk about the big announcement, man. The Critics' Choice Association just announced their third annual Celebration of Black Cinema, which will take place virtually on February 2nd. I will be watching alongside you. I will make sure you get one of the gift boxes.
I am pumped, my friend.
VIP attendees and. Oh. Yeah, we were glad to announce that this year's Career Achievement Award's going to my man, Delroy Lindo.
I appeared in the Nativity play in elementary school. I have a photograph of me at 5 years old when I was playing one of the kings. I'm standing there with these two other kids on either side of me, and I got my chin kind of stuck out like that. And I was really proud. There was something about how it made me feel. And I think that that's when I got the bug, literally when I was 5 years old.
He's
been killing it in the game for a long time, man. Legendary British actor, been in a bunch of Spike Lee movies. Most recently, The Five Bloods, where he totally deserves an Oscar nomination for his performance. Also was in Crooklyn. Clockers, played Satchel Paige in Soul of the Game, which was an HBO movie. He's actually a big supporter of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum here in Kansas City. So he's a cool dude. Career Achievement Award for Delroy Lindo. Long time coming. Much deserved.
Well, Gibson just issued a personal challenge to the legendary hurler.
Ain't nobody scared of Satchel Paige. Ain't anybody seen Satchel Paige? I reckon he ain't coming around here today.
I'ma walk this fella.
What are you talking about?
I'ma walk him so I can get to Josh.
Josh Bat's cleanup. You gotta walk two fellas to get to him.
Man, that's just perfect. And I got two places left to put him.
Oh, now we're gonna have some fun out here. Come on. What the hell is he doing?
John Legend and his partner Mike Jackson will receive the Producers Award. I mean, John Legend's out here killing it. He produced Jingle Jangle on Netflix, which is an instant holiday classic.
Whoa! I'm actually flying!
If I have that toy, I'll be unstoppable.
It's foolproof.
You are proof that there are fools. Fools, 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 fools.
That's a new Christmas tradition for a lot of people. That movie was great.
Yes, that movie's great, man. It's fun. It's energetic. I mean, the costumes are dope. The production design's amazing. The songs are fun. The cast is cool. Yeah, that's a John Legend production. So that's why he and his partner, Mike Jackson, they're getting a producer award. The actress award goes to Tessa Thompson for her performance in Sylvie's Love.
He's extraordinary.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Can I walk you?
Life's too short to waste time on things you don't absolutely love.
But how do you know if you love something absolutely?
I guess when it's the only thing that matters.
Just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful movie. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II gets the Breakthrough Award for his incredible performance in The Trial of Chicago 7.
My trial's begun without my lawyer.
The court assumes you are being represented by the Black Panther sitting behind you.
The riots were started by the Chicago Police Department.
Sustained.
Nobody objected.
Where he portrays Black Panther Bobby Seale. He's amazing in that movie. The Ensemble Award goes to the entire cast of One Night in Miami, which was directed by Regina King.
You brothers, you could move mountains without lifting a finger.
Minister Malcolm X.
Good news, the chariot is coming.
Who's the greatest? You are! That's right.
Jim Brown takes the ball.
Your record is going to stand the test of time.
All together, yeah.
The entire city of Miami is celebrating.
I'm the new heavyweight champion of the world, and I don't even have a scratch on my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Cash. Sean Cash?
Why am I so pretty?
It's a fantastic movie. It deals with one very special night that took place in Miami on the night that Muhammad Ali won the world championship. And in case you're not aware, Muhammad Ali was friends with Jim Brown, a Hall of Fame football player who played for the Cleveland Browns. He was friends with Sam Cooke, who at the time was the number one R&B singer in the world, and was also really good friends with civil rights activist Malcolm X. And it just talks about their interaction that night. It's a great, great but an incredible cast.
I need to see that.
Christmas Day on Amazon. Told you, Amazon.
Literally in real time just convinced me why, and I get it now.
Final award goes to Andra Day, who plays Billie Holiday in the movie The United States versus Billie Holiday, directed by Lee Daniels, which will begin streaming and also play in theaters in January.
The world's greatest jazz vocalist, Miss Billie Holiday.
Hey there, baby, make up your mind, 'cause I've been waiting such a long, long time.
Everybody professed to know her. They knew nothing about her.
Billie Holiday is one of my all-time favorite singers. Her life story is just incredible.
What the government did to Billie Holiday.
It's crazy, especially in a year like 2020 where like politics have been front and center, and you just see all the sort of evil stuff that's been going down with the government and how our elected officials have behaving recently. We need that movie.
Absolutely.
We need this movie right now. But this is the third year we've done the Celebration of Black Cinema. And just to bring it home, this is the idea that although it's gone national or international, the genesis of this idea began in Kansas City. We did an event called the Celebration of Black Film, which began in 2007. And we held the event at the Gym Theater in the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. We did an event in 2007, 2008, 2009. And in 2010, we did the event at the old Screenland Crossroads, where we focused on the history of Black film with a series of documentaries that I produced, and we screened for the community for free every February. Last year's ceremony, which was in person, Eddie Murphy received the Lifetime Achievement Award, and his acceptance speech was just, it brought down the house.
And congratulations to the African American film critics again, because for you guys, because when I started making movies like almost 40 years ago, there were no African-American film critics. It wasn't. Actually, there was one. And that was crazy.
Well, my brother, congratulations. I'm so pumped for this. Remind us again the details and how we can get a link and all that stuff.
It takes place February 2nd, 2021. We'll make sure your audience has access to watch it. You know, it's free. You just need a virtual ticket. You know how they're doing things now.
Okay,
so we'll
cool.
We'll make that happen, you know. Make sure you get that gift box.
You got me excited over here, man.
Mr. VIP. Mr. V. V to the I to the P. Yeah. We're going to make it happen. But no, it's, I'm really proud of it, man. I've really worked hard on it. We've gotten it off the ground, and now it's a thing.
Listen, when you got Eddie Murphy doing stuff at your thing, Sean, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing now.
It's a thing.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, KC Morning Show film critic, just doing what he does best. Just throwing a party. Throwing a KC party, my friend.
Just trying to keep it moving forward, man. Keep Kansas City relevant and on the map, man.
Let's go!
It's going to be nuts!
I like your style, dude.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. You know, he makes the list. He checks it twice. Is his gambling and fantasy football advice, is it naughty and or nice? We'll find out. We find out right now on your KC Morning Show. My brother, you like that one?
I don't know if it's naughty or nice, but the nice part is, at least for me, you know, as a Jew, I don't necessarily have to worry too much about the naughty or nice list. I am under the impression, or at least have been for 32 years of my life, that Hanukkah Harry is going to show up regardless. And, you know, he'll vary his presence. You know, you got to do a little bit each night leading up to the eighth night of Hanukkah. And then the real solid gift, the thing that you've been waiting for, starts to come through. I mean, we don't really have the elf on the shelf. We got the Maccabee on a bench or whatever other thing you want to go with. Like, there's just a couple of wide variety of things. But I will tell you, man, it is fun being able to start off the holidays a little bit earlier. Sometimes we have to wait for a while and it intersects with Christmas. Now, I kind of like it when we, the chosen people, get a bit of a head start over the rest of the country.
Well, happy Hanukkah, my friend. What day is it of Hanukkah today?
Today is the first full day in Jewish tradition. Holidays begin at sundown the night before. So we celebrated the first night of Hanukkah last night. It was exciting being able to do it in our new place. My kid is like about 18 and a half months old now. So like he saw us light the candles. Actually, this is a funny story. So we got him a couple of gifts. One of them came from his daycare person. It was like an Elmo Sesame Street book. So we got very excited about that. Loves the Elmo. Loves 123 Sesame Street. And then, you know, I told you that he's got a brother coming early part of the spring.
Hold on, you told me he had a sibling coming. I didn't know it was going to be a baby brother. This is awesome. Congrats, yeah. Man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's excited. Two boys under the age of two, but they're gonna beat the hell out of each other. But we'll survive. So my wife decided she thought it'd be a good idea to buy him like a little baby doll to try and know what it's see like another little baby around, like not be completely freaked out when his brother comes home. And so he opens the baby and then immediately pushes the baby aside to go read the book. And we're like, oh no, this is off to a terrible start.
We got time for you and the missus to hit some film study. All right, we can work on this. We can get back in practice.
Maybe my son is Allen Iverson, right? Like maybe he's like, we're talking about practice, man. Like, well, I'll be ready for the game. You know, not the game that I live for, that I die for. We're talking about practice, man. Maybe this whole doll is just practice and he wants nothing to do with it.
I cannot wait to see your boy in the majors, my friend. Let's talk some Chiefs taking on Miami in Miami. What you got?
It's going to be, I think, a compelling game for a little bit. The Dolphins have been an awesome story. Well, I mean, like, if you've been looking and following some of the trends for the Chiefs for the last handful of weeks, doesn't it kind of feel like they get up for the games that they need to get up for, and then the teams that they should be blowing out in the first and second quarter, they let them linger and hang around? And I'm trying to figure out sort of where that slots in for Miami, because if you look at their overall record and you look at them, you know, over the course of the season, they're a playoff team, but are they really that good? Like, their defense has taken a major step forward. They're really good at forcing turnovers. They've done a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback. I'm not necessarily worried about, you know, them causing any sort of havoc against Mahomes and company. And then on the offensive side of the ball, they're playing a rookie quarterback. Remember, they started off with Ryan Fitzmagic, and they went to Tua Tagovailoa, who was the stud rookie out of Alabama. They gave him some time to get healthy. So it's still a rookie quarterback going up against the reigning Super Bowl champions. And I think a lot of folks would argue that Miami has kind of played a little bit above their skis this year, that they've overachieved. And so you give them credit for it. But I look at it from the situation of, okay, Chiefs are playing an opponent that they should take care of, that fits in the realm of like the Broncos and the Panthers that they kind of let, and the Raiders that they let hang around, you know, a decent team, but not a great team. So, you know, they've let those teams hang around in those games. But at the same time, record wise, those are the teams that they've clobbered all season long. So I'm trying to figure out what category that puts the Dolphins in. I think normally bouncing back off of a game like we saw last week where they let Denver just hang around for far too long, I think they'll come out and I think they'll be aggressive. So I like the Chiefs to win this week, certainly. Right now the line is a 7-point line, at least that's where it opened, moved to 7.5, and I do think they take care of the Dolphins fairly comfortably, even on the road.
This team, you know, Chiefs Twitter is still very much not sold on the defense. Make me feel better about this, Benny.
I thought they played a lot better last week. Again, it's against a Broncos team that, you know, Drew Locke has been inconsistent over the course of the year, right? He's thrown a bunch of picks. And, you know, with the amount of offensive weapons that they have, you know, they should be a better offensive team. And I still like Drew Locke quite a bit. So I hope they give him a little bit more time to develop in Denver. We'll see whether or not John Elway is going to be patient enough. The run defense is not good. Like, let's just sort of get that from the top. Like, they have not done a good job of stopping the run. I think somebody like Myles Gaskin, who is sort of their feature back for the Dolphins, is a good fantasy play this week because they run with him. They throw him the ball. He's able to make some guys miss in space. So, like, he should have a solid day, regardless of whether the Dolphins are competitive or whether they're down by 20 or 30, because then that changes the game script. So they need to shore up their running, their, you know, stopping the run. That I think that's of key importance, especially come playoff time, because that's That's what keeps defenses on the field. If you can't stop third and short, if you can't stop a running game, that's going to take away time of possession. And, you know, for the Chiefs, they're such a quick strike offense a lot of the time that their defense could end up getting gashed down in the second half. So I think they can make some improvements. They need to get some guys healthy. And, you know, their secondary forced a couple of turnovers last week, and I think they can improve again. You know, Tagovailoa isn't necessarily a high-prone turnover guy, but I don't think he's going to really challenge the defense either. I think he's going to try to not make mistakes. So they should be okay. I think if Tua all of a sudden throws for 300 yards and multiple touchdowns, I'd be very concerned because he really hasn't done that, with the exception of one game this year. But I do think they're trending back in the right direction, but you got to figure out how to stop the run.
All right, Benny, real quick, hot take time. Who's going to be that KC Morning showman of the game? Who you got?
All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Like we just talked about how they need to step up, right? So let's go with Chris Stone Cold Jones for this week. I think his role in putting some pressure on Tagovailoa, making him uncomfortable, possibly forcing an either interception or a fumble, or just trying to put him out of his comfort zone. Ever since our guy Carrington Harrison called him out, and then he called him a clown on Twitter, he started to step up his game a little bit. So I think Chris Jones continues to trend in the right direction. I think it'll be a game where he can make a substantial impact on the defensive side. So let's go with Stone Cold Jones in week 14 for the KC Showman of the Week.
And that's the bottom line, because Sports Illustrated's Benny Heiss just said so. You're KC Morning Showman of the Game. Benny, have a wonderful continuation of Hanukkah, my friend. We're going to run it back and chat on Monday.
We'll run it back. That Hanukkah on Monday, it'll be what? Day five? Day four? I think it might be day four. I math is tough. Regardless, I'll be recovered from my Hanukkah hangover midway through the Sunday, and I'll be good to go.
And have the kiddo check this out today, too. The Hanukkah puppy song that Disney released.
And you can laugh if you want to. But I'ma get a puppy for Hanukkah. Clarinet, no harmonica. When I get a puppy for Hanukkah.
It's going to be the song of your house the next, 6 weeks.
We're Zooming with the family in Chicago. Maybe we'll even get through it before that so that they know about the song. We can start spreading this thing worldwide.
I love it.
You got to fight for your right to fight!
The KC Morning Show.
Kid A, why are you still here? You're late.
I'm going to be late.
You better go.
To keep recording.
That's the KC Morning Buzz. The KC Morning Buzz. The kitty gotta go.
Yep. You can find me at Hyper KC or on the internet at Holy Heart.
Oh, so give them a free plug, huh?
They can.
All right. Everybody gets one. That's
I swear,
it.
Though, if you all show up and you're like, hey, I know you from your podcast, I'm gonna hide.
That's not how this works, kitty. Okay, no. You gotta reverse that.
You're right.
Remember
you're right.
On the radio, they would always say, and tell them I sent you.
Tell them I sent you, but come on a day I don't work.
Oh, man.
But tell them I sent you.
Gen Z radio right there. Tell them I sent you, but like, don't tell them that you got it from me.
Hey, I'm done with the semester. Are you proud of me?
Oh my God, you're done.
Yeah.
Kitty.
That's it.
Congratulations. Let's go.
Merry Chrysler break.
Happy Honda days. That's it. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. A good day to be a Kansas Cityan, Kitty.
The best.
What?
Bye.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning.